looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Big development in our war of words with China this afternoon. In a press conference alongside Scott Morrison, French President Emmanuel Macron has offered some of the strongest public backing of any world leader since the disintegration of Australia's relationship with Beijing. President Macron condemned China for using economic coercion to intimidate Australia, labelling the tactics, quote, a flagrant breach of international law. Now, it comes as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also backed Australia in its tussle with Beijing. On the line with his analysis is Michael Shoebridge, the Director of Defence Strategy and National Security at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Michael, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Great to talk to you, Kitten.
How significant is it that the UK and France are now standing by our side when it comes to China?
Well, I think it's very significant, but it's by no means just the UK and France. So that G7 grouping is the world's wealthiest advanced democratic nations. So it's got the US, Japan, Italy, France, Germany, Canada in it. But there was also South Korea, South Africa, India and Australia along. And the European Union supported the main outcomes in a statement released at the same time. So you've got about 2.4 billion of the world's 7.8 billion population and over 60% of global GDP lining up, saying that China is now a systemic challenge to all of us.
Mm. So what can we expect, Michael, from China in regards to retaliation from these comments from these various countries?
Well, we're already seeing it. So Beijing is continuing its statements of outrage, accusing all of these countries and their leaders of slandering China and making stuff up because nothing is happening in Xinjiang or Hong Kong, and they haven't built military bases in the South China Sea. But I don't expect that China is going to use the level of economic coercion it has against Australia on economies that combine make up 60% of global GDP and which China needs. Mm. So I think we'll see more of this kind of sanctions. That China's already put sanctions against individual members of the European Parliament and pressure on European companies. We'll see more of that. And all of that is just going to make it harder for Europe not to turn further on China policy and look more and more like Australian policy.
Okay. What about to those who are listening to the program this afternoon, Michael? Do you think we're on the brink of war?
No, I don't. But I do think that China's behaviour and actions are now creating a global response. And the good news is I think it must be getting clearer and clearer in Beijing that further aggression, particularly military aggression, is going to come at a higher cost than Beijing might have expected a year ago. Mm. That's good news, but Xi is not for turning, and no one in his government or Chinese media can tell him that he should. That's the risk.
Mm. Michael, as always, thank you for your analysis this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Jim.
Good on you. That's Michael Shoebridge, the Director of Defence Strategy and National Security at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.